I am a show off. Yeah. It's in my wiring. I like to be noticed. I love to be in front of a crowd. I like to hear myself speak. And sure, I don't go around begging people to notice me, at least not in that way. And I don't try to be the one who gets all the honor at community dinners. I don't care if people use the proper title when they're addressing me. But I have to admit, I do like wearing this robe. I look good in it. At least I think so. And I like the looks of respect that people give me when they see it. Let me give you a couple of stories about that. I spent some time as a chaplain at Bensonville Home in Bensonville. And most often I cared for people who were in Unit D. That was the wing that provided additional care to people with dementia, Alzheimer's disease, and senility, and other illnesses that affected memory. And two things that folks there recognized were songs and the pastor's robe. When I'd sing songs like "The Old Rugged Cross," "Amazing Grace," or even "Take Me Out to the Ball Game," folks' eyes would light up and they'd participate in singing, even if they wouldn't do anything else. And when I'd come and visit wearing a pastor's robe, folks would immediately call me Father. And they would humbly receive communion. So this robe brought out a respect born out of strong memories that had been taken away by disease. But the robe brought something back. The music brought something back. The robe had a level of respect attached to it. And there's one. Another one I think that I've shared before, I don't remember, but my son, Andrew, you might know him. You know, he plays piano and stuff every once in a while. When he was 4 years old, he told me he wanted to be a pastor. Have I told you this? No? Don't. I was flattered, and I told him he could be anything he wanted to be, as any good parent would, right? I told him I liked being a pastor. And in my mind, I thought something like, wow. He sees how people's lives have been affected and they're changed by the ministry I'm doing. My brilliant kid has altruism. He wants to follow in my footsteps. And then Andrew continued. When you go up to the guy who, you know, you tell him what you want to do, is that when they give you the clothes? And my burst ego was comforted by my laughter. Andrew liked the robe too. They just give it to you then, right? The robe. Folks look at it and show it respect. Folks look at it and are comforted. A four-year-old child looked at it and thought it looked pretty cool. And I think it looks cool too. Today I like the contrast of the black robe with the white stole for All Saints. And I know, at least on an intellectual level, that wearing the robe is supposed to be a symbol of humility, being humble. It's supposed to communicate a sense of reverence to God. And I wear it because I think folks get a sense of comfort seeing in the robe as opposed to maybe formal business attire. And I don't always wear the robe, but I wear the robe for that reason. And my mom bought me this robe, and most of my stoles, so you'll wear the things that your mom gets for you, right? Even if it's just at Christmas and you put on that sweater. No, I wear this. But the robe and the stoles, they're only a symbol of a memory in folks' lives. People who look at the robe with respect probably experienced a person who showed things like love, compassion, and kindness. Those who look at the robe as something cool Maybe they experienced an overwhelmingly cool person as their pastor. That's been my experience with the robe. But I know that there are others. Some folks respond to a robe with fear and with anger. Some people respond with disdain and disgust. Their experience with folks wearing robes was negative and damaging. So, I really try my best to communicate love, whether I'm wearing the robe or not. And I know I don't get it right all the time. I don't always listen to the advice that I give when I'm wearing this robe, or the advice that I give at any time, for that matter. So, you could rightly say that I'm a hypocrite who likes to be the center of attention. That describes me really well. In our celebrity-obsessed culture, I like being known by others. I like it when folks say nice things about me. I like it when people, I don't know, come up to me and talk to me because they know me. It makes me feel famous. And listen, I'm not saying these things to get a "you're not a hypocrite" reaction, because most of you are probably saying, "Oh, you're completely right on that." But I'm saying these things because I think we all need to acknowledge the hypocrisy in us. And instead of beating ourselves up about it, I think we need to know that none of us individually saves nor destroys the world. None of us are perfect, not at all. All of us are really far from it. And whatever role we have in life, whether we're pastor or intern or human resources person or burger chef or repair operator, mail carrier, whatever our role is in life, it is not that of God. None of our roles are that. So, rabbi doesn't equal God. We know that from the Bible reading, and I think that we know that anyway. Father does not equal God. Pastor does not equal God. Teacher or instructor does not equal God. Politician does not equal God. Hero does not equal God. God equals God. And we, who are not God, we're called to serve and to attend to one another in love. The last two verses of this morning's reading, they start making it more understandable again, and there's the stuff in the middle there with phylacteries and all that, that really just, it's about being puffed up about yourself and not caring about other people. But listen to Matthew 23, 11 and 12, this time from The Message, paraphrase. Do you want to stand out? Then step down. Be a servant. If you puff yourself up, you'll get the wind knocked out of you. But if you're content to simply be yourself, your life will count for plenty. Those last two sentences are one. But if you're content to simply be yourself, your life will count for plenty. You are enough as you. I am enough as me. And remember, none of us are perfect. We can't leap tall buildings or walk on water. We will fail more often than we succeed. And we are loved. And we are called to humbly love God and each other. Pure and simple, simply as ourselves. And God can and does get things accomplished through every one of us, even through a pastor who's a hypocrite and a show-off. Amen.